First off, congratulations, obviously, on the all-WAC deal. 1,000-yard rushing season. A lot of things that you did from week one to week nine. There was a lot of differences. But what does it mean to you as far as the all-WAC?
I mean, it's just a great feeling knowing that I was the best running back in the WAC. So it was just a great accomplishment because I made honorable mention last year. So just to make all-WAC this year just feels great.
You know, talking to your dad, we kind of joked about this because 2 years in a row, you know, I've kind of giggled about this. The fumbles in week one, and then you went with like 140, 150 carries without fumbling ever again this year. So how were you able to do that moving forward?
I mean, that first game, I just wasn't paying attention to hanging onto the ball. And then for the rest of the season, that was just one of my main focuses was holding onto the ball and not fumbling. And it worked. I didn't fumble the rest of the year.
What's the biggest stride you want to see now going into your senior year?
I think it's probably catching the ball more. And then I think I'll probably get more receiving yards next year because Jesse will be able to run. So give me more in open space. That'll be nice.
You looking forward to next year?
Yeah, it's going to be so fun next year. I can't wait. Should be pretty good.
Yeah. The expectations are going to be pretty high for you guys next year.
Yeah, they're going to be pretty high, but I think we're going to be able to exceed them because, I mean, we're just going to be so much better because, I mean, more focused, I think, and I think it's going to be a good year next year.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.